are the first elected leader we've had a chance to visit with since the horrific assassination of a state senator in Minnesota over the weekend, and another being wounded with multiple gunshot wounds. Do you feel unsafe? Do you feel like our rhetoric has gotten dangerous? Give me your sense of what an event like this feels like for someone that's in an elected office, and what you think of the environment right now.
Well, it's scary. I'm not going to lie. It's definitely scary, and it's probably scariest for our families, like my kids, my husband. They're worried. I don't feel unsafe. I go about my days and my business, and I know there's people out there who disagree with what I'm doing, but I just assume, like you and others, that most people are rational and can keep things, keep their thought processes correct. But we know there's a lot of people out there who aren't that way. And this was a wake up call to me. Everybody is vulnerable, and you can't just take it for granted. So you have to be a little bit more intentional about security issues and making sure that, that folks know that we are protected. And the truth is, there are a lot of options for us to have security. And I think that is a deterrent in and of itself for people out there wanting to do horrible things. Like, that was horrific. That's the only word to describe it, horrific. And that's the approach I'm taking, just being a little more deliberate and intentional and taking advantage of all the resources that do exist for protection.
Do you get threats of violence? Do you? Does your team do that? Do you see an increased level of that? What's your take there?
Well, I have not gotten any threats that I'm aware of, and I would assume I would know if I had gotten any direct threats. But if you read my Facebook page and the social media, I mean, the rhetoric is really extreme, and it's definitely harsher than it may have been a few years back. People just feel more like they have more of a right to just kind of spout off and go off and take things to a different level. So, yeah, but not threats that I'm aware of to me. But, there's some of my colleagues and friends from Minnesota legislature were on that guy's list. Representatives from Minnesota, people who are freshman legislators, just like freshman Congress women, just like on that guy's list. And who wouldn't answer the door at 2 a.m. when a cop or a law enforcement person rings your doorbell and has a squad car like vehicle sitting in your driveway? And because it's 2 a.m, you bring your husband with you when you go to the door, and you're just like, it's unfathomable to me, Scott. That same thing has happened to me in the past. Not somebody, law enforcement has rung my doorbell at the middle of the night, and it's so evil. I can't even think about it. But yes, we're being deliberate and intentional about, protection, especially when we're in district. It's not going to be onerous or over the top, but we're just going to be intentional about it.